弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，今天安息生日，我们可以聚集在教会来敬拜神。
And we thank the grace of the Lord that on the Sabbath day we could come here and worship Him.
今天也是我们2013年最后一个安息日。
And today is also the last Sabbath of 2013.
再过几天，2013年就过去了。
In a few more days, the year 2013 will pass.
所以时间过得很快。
And so time flies.
那在这个年底的时候
，and during this year end，
就是很多我们都有节日，所以很多家庭都是团聚在一起啊，然后借这个机会能够花时间一起享受家庭的温暖。
And during this holiday, many family will spend time together and enjoy the warmth of the family.
那可是渐渐的，这个社会已经被这些物质一些商业活动所充满的各种不一样的观念。
And so, but slowly, this world has been filled with a commercialization of these holidays.
所以渐渐的，人跟人之间爱的表达就是借着送礼物来表示这个对关系有多好。
And so slowly, the relationship between people can be seen by the gifts that they give.
那其实，在圣经里面讲的，我们人跟人之间，或是人跟神之间的关系。并不是用这些物质来表达的。
But from the Bible, it tells us that our relationship with God is not expressed by these material things.
小弟今天早上想要用重水不能熄灭的爱做题目，跟大家来一起查考。
And today I would like to use a topic, a love that cannot be quenched by the many waters, as a mutual encouragement.
这是要根据我们读经进度雅歌里面的信息来做查考。
And this is according to our Bible study, of Song of Solomon.
我们现在请大家先翻开雅歌第八章。
Let's turn to the Song of Solomon, chapter 8.
雅歌第八章，请看第六节。
Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6.
求你将我放在心上如印记，戴在背上如戳记，因为爱情如死之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是神的烈焰。第七节，爱情重水不能熄灭，大水也不能淹没。若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。
In verse 6, place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, is jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like mighty flame. Verse 7, many waters cannot quench love, rivers cannot wash it away.If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned.
这段圣经呢，在讲这个佳偶，这个就好像新娘她求她这个所爱的良人呢，把她放在心上如印记，戴在背上如戳记。
And this is the bride asking the beloved to place her in his arms, like in over his heart.
也就是说，他在强调这个爱情是持续到永远的。
And so he is emphasizing that this love is forever.
那这句话我们常常会看到，有关于在人间里面歌颂爱情的时候，他会讲到引这句话来。
And we often see that when people talk about love, they would talk about love in this way.
那其实当保罗在写新约圣经的时候，他在写罗马书的时候。他也曾经引用这一句话的。
And when Paul was writing the New Testament in the book of Romans, he also referenced this verse.
如果我们看罗马书第八章，我们就看到他这句话的他的引用。
And if we read Romans chapter 8, we could see how he referenced this verse.
那表示说，在雅歌里面的这个信息，他所传达的是神跟人之间的爱情。
And so we could see that this love in Song of Songs talks about the love between man and God.
那这个爱情是重水不能熄灭，是说是很强烈的。一般火，你看他说像烈焰一样，但是水不能够熄灭。
And this love cannot be quenched by water. It's like a blazing fire, but cannot be quenched.
而且是用世间的财宝所不能换取的。
And this is something that cannot be traded with the treasures of the world.
所以若是有人想要拿家中所有的财宝要来换这样的爱情，就全被藐视。
And so if one person will take all the wealth of his house for this love, it will be scorned.
表示说这种爱情是超越物质的。
And so this love is beyond material.
它实际上是指的是属灵的。
This is a spiritual love.
那这句话在雅各的最后，他提出了这样一个主题，就是在强调我们人跟神之间要如何能够发展到这么样亲密的关系。
And so this is the theme of Song of Songs, that how we could develop this kind of love between man and God.
那我们在读雅各的时候，我们一定会很注意到这样的一个强调爱情的主题。
And if we read the Song of Songs, we will see that this is the theme of the book, this love.
所以有人说雅各就是一本那个情歌集啊，就是是男女之间在互相歌颂对方的情歌。
And so some people say the Song of Songs is a book of love songs.
啊，其实不是的。
But this is not so.
雅各他是所罗门他在信仰最坚强的时候，他所体验到神跟人之间所应该发展出来的关系的一个作品。
And the Song of Songs was written by Solomon at the peak of his faith, describing the love between man and God.
所以一开始第一章第一节就说所罗门的歌是歌中的雅各。
And so chapter 1 verse 1 says Solomon's Song of Songs.
那表示说在所罗门所做的众多的诗歌里面，这一篇歌是最杰出的。
And so this is to say that among all the songs that Solomon has written, this is the best of them.
在列王记里面就描述说所罗门他曾经做了1005首诗。
In the book of Kings, it says that Solomon has written 1005 songs.
表示说所罗门他是一个多才多艺的人，他充满智慧。
And Solomon was a talented person that's filled with wisdom.
他在年幼的时候，你看神亲自跟他显现。
In his youth, God appears to him personally.
他曾经听到神的言语。
And he has once heard the words of God.
他是蒙神所爱的。
He is one that was loved by God.
因为他的名字，另外一个名字叫做耶底迪亚，就是神所爱的，是神帮他起的。
And his other name is Jedidiah, and that is that beloved of God.
那表示说他是个他，因为他是在神眼中、神的计划里面所出现的人物。
And because he is a character that appears in the plan of God.
所罗门这个人本身就是说和平的意思，这个名字本身就是和平的意思。
And the name Solomon means peace.
所以这个是所罗门的歌。
So this is a song of Solomon.
那一般相信雅歌这个是所罗门在年轻的时候他所做的。
And most believe that the Song of Songs written by Solomon in his youth.
那这个他的所表达的内容跟他年老的时候所写的传道书他那种笔调他的语气跟他的传达信息都不太一样。
And this, the tone of this book and the way it's written is different from the book of Ecclesiastes, which it has written in his old age.
你看我们之前上个礼拜我们读传道书。
And last week we read the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书里面它其实是针对给年轻人读的。
In Ecclesiastes, the audience of it is the youth.
因为所罗门他老的时候，他对他的人生回顾之后，他得出了结论，他希望每一个人都能够掌握还年轻的时候，赶快敬畏神。
Because in his old age, Solomon wishes that everyone in their youth can draw closer to God.
他经过人生的这一些追求之后，他发现如果没有神，这一切都是虚空的。
And after he has experienced the pursuit of his life, he felt that without God, everything is in vain.
但是人生却很短，当人年老的时候，很多时候我们就没有那种热情了。
But life is short, and when we're in old age, we'll lose our passion.
所以你看，我们人哦，如果年纪大了以后，一般来说，我们感情上就比较内敛的。
And for us, it seems that once we get older, we'll start to be more conservative in our emotions.
也就是说，你看老夫老妻不会再说我爱你，你爱我，这么爱来爱去的。不会的。
Just like the older couples, they will no longer say "I love you" to each other.
他不是用嘴巴讲的。
They will not say it with their mouth.
但是他真的是用心跟心连在一起，用互相关心来实际上的表达。
But they would show it through their actions and caring for each other.
但是年轻人在讲爱情的时候就不一样了。
But when the youths are talking about love, they are different.
所以有了年轻的夫妇，如果对方没有说我爱你的时候，他就觉得很受伤。哇，你不爱我了。
And so some of the younger couples, if they don't say "I love you" to each other, then they will be hurt.
其实我们看在看传道书里面，他讲的这个爱情啊，我们发现说，其实真的有内涵、有生命力的爱情，不是用只是用嘴巴在讲。
And so when we read the book of Ecclesiastes, we could see that the true love with substance is not spoken with our mouth.
那所以所罗门他在信仰最好的时候，他其实神给他一种启示，一种感动。
And so during the peak of Solomon's faith, God gave him a revelation.
啊，所以他写出了神跟人之间应该发展的最高的关系。
And so he wrote, "What is the ultimate state that we should have?" In our relationship with God.
所以其实雅歌里面它充满很多预言性的描述。
And in the book, in the Song of Songs, there are many prophetic descriptions.
所以我们在读雅歌的时候，不要把它当成一本像所罗门他在写情歌，他对一个某一个钟爱的女子所写的那个诗歌集。
And so when we read the Song of Songs, we should not read it as if Solomon's writing a love song to a woman.
其实这本书是一本预言书。
But rather, this book is a prophetic book.
所以雅歌一般来说，在神学解经里面，他认为是旧约的启示录。
And so most of the theologians agree that Song of Song is a revelation of the Old Testament.
因为他所讲的人跟人之间，人跟神之间的那种关系，就在预表基督跟信徒跟他所爱的人的关系。
And it talks about the love between a man and a woman. It represents the love between the Lord Jesus and us.
好，那所以他其实在讲主耶稣基督跟他所救赎的人，他所爱的这个每一个个体所应该展现出来的关系，以及这当中所谓经过的过程。
And this talks about the relationship and the process between the Lord Jesus and the ones that he loves.
然后最后。雅各最后他有一个期待。
And in the end of Song of Songs, there is a wish or hope.
第八章二十四节说。
And in chapter 8, verse 14,
这是这个佳偶，这个被这个良人所爱的，他所发出来的期待。他说，我的良人啊，求你快来，如羚羊或小鹿在青草山上。
And this is the beloved expressing her love to her lover. Come away, my lover, and be like a gazelle.
这个我的良人在一般的英文里面都是把它变成是 my beloved, 就是我所爱的。其实这个良人的意思跟那个爱情是同一个字眼的。
And this the beloved represents love.
啊，那就是说我的良人啊，我希望你快来。
And it says that come away, my beloved.
像羚羊或小鹿在香草山上。
And like a gazelle, like a young stag on the spice-laden mountain.
像这个，他一直用羚羊跟小鹿来表达这样的一个，他是很轻快，他很迅速的，很快就来了。
And like a gazelle, a young stag, it will come quickly and swiftly.
而且是，如果羚羊、小鹿在香草山上是非常的喜悦、雀跃的。
And the gazelle and the spice-laden mountains, they will be very joyful.
因为他来的时候就是要来迎娶他的新娘。
Because he will come to accept his bride.
哦，所以这样的一个的结束，其实跟启示录所描述的，我们愿主耶稣快来再来的那个期待是一样的。
And so this conclusion is the same as us wishing for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们如果看启示录第二十二章
，If we read Revelation chapter 22。
启示录二十二章
，Revelation chapter 22，
第二十节
，verse 20。
第二十节说，证明这事的说，是的，我必快来，阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
And he who testifies these things says, "Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus."
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
第二十一节说，愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在，阿们。
And verse 21 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people." Amen.
你就看到最后启示录他所描述的是，在期待主耶稣再来的以前，他所会发生的一些事情。
And so you can see the end of Revelation talks about what will happen before the Lord Jesus comes again.
所以是为什么在雅歌里面呢？雅歌这一卷书啊，它的定位就是类似像启示录一样，是充满预言的。有时候我们要从这种预言的角度来看他的讲的信息。
And so this is why the Song of Songs is like the Revelations. It has many prophetic perspectives.
那雅歌呢？这本书其实在旧约圣经很特殊的。
And the Song of Songs is a very special book in the Old Testament.
嗯，犹太人他们很注重啊，这一卷雅歌。
And the the Israelites or the Jews, they emphasize this Song of Songs very much.
有五卷书，他们称作圣卷啊，就是在他们节期的时候会这个整个会众会一起传颂，然后会读的一书卷。
And there are five books that they consider the holy scriptures that they will read during the festivities.
啊，他们每一年的这个逾越节。
And every year and during the Passover.
他们共同要读雅歌。
They will read the Song of Songs together.
那表示说，就是看到说雅歌在一般他们的心目中是多重要。
And so we can see how important this book of Song of Songs is in their life.
因为雅歌在讲神跟神的爱啊。
Because the Song of Songs describes the love of God.
那逾越节是神对他的爱的具体的表现，对他百姓的爱，让他们离开埃及。
And a Passover is the expression of God's love to lead the people out of Egypt.
所以你看雅歌哈，他现在所强调的重点就是神怎么样关爱他的百姓。
And so we can see the Song of Songs emphasizes how God looks after His people.
那在这个雅歌里面呢，我们从头到尾哈，你都看不到神这个字眼。
And in the Song of Songs, from the beginning to the end, you cannot see the word God.
你看到的很多都是良人、佳偶、爱情。
And you see the beloved, the lover, and love.
所以一开始的时候，有很多人在质疑说，为什么这卷书是放在圣经里面当做正典
？And so some people will doubt why is it that this book is placed in the Bible?
那其实是因为，如果只是看字面，你就看不出它到底在讲什么。
And it's because if you read it from a literal sense, you will not be able to see its meaning.
就好像以斯帖记，它从头到尾都没有讲神。
And just like the book of Esther does not mention God from the beginning to the end.
但是神的作为就是在这个以斯帖记里面呈现出来，怎么样拯救他的所爱的这个国度这个百姓。
But we can see the work of the Lord and how He has saved His people.
啊，所以神这个拯救的概念已经放在整个书里面去了。
And so the salvation of God has already been placed in the whole book.
同样的，雅歌里面有关于神的爱啊，神的这个意思已经放在这个整个书里面的内容被隐含在当中，当做预言性的表达。
In the same way, the love of God has already been emphasized in this entire book.
啊，所以雅歌里面有几个主要人物。
And so in the Song of Songs, there are a few main characters.
一开始就是啊。这个所谓的良人
，and the first is the beloved，
然后第二个就是这个佳偶
，and the
love，
and the second is the lover。
那这个佳偶就是一般来说我们说的像新娘一样的角色
，and this is like the bride。
那个良人就像这个新郎一样
，and the lover is like the groom。
The beloved 就是这个良人，就是像新郎啊。
The beloved is like the groom, and the lover is like the bride.
好，然后这里面还有一个，还在这个有关的佳偶，最后他指出了一个人物，把他特定变成一个苏拉密女。啊，苏拉密女在第六章，看第六章的十三节，苏拉米呢
？And there's another character, the Shulamite.
那这个苏拉密女呢？她这个就是一个。他现在佳偶，因为他前面在表达的时候，他就讲佳偶好像是很普通，但是后来到第六章的时候呢，他就指出了这一个人物啊，这个一个具体的角色。
And it talks about the lover in the beginning, but then later on it talks about the Shulamite, who is a more concrete character.
那这个苏拉密女意思就是和平的女子。
And the Shulamite is the lady of peace.
啊，那这个和平的女子，她现在跟这个良人。其实我们看到，他就是所罗门化身他自己是这个良人，然后跟这个苏拉密尼之间的对话。
And we can see that Solomon describes himself as the beloved, and his conversations now with the Shulamite.
所罗门是和平的君
，and Solomon is the king of peace.
他现在跟这个和平的女子所展现出来的关系。
And now he is showing his relationship with this lady of peace.
然后这个在讲的就是神跟我们之间的关系。
And this talks about the relationship between us and God.
神怎么样爱我们
？How does God love us？
那我们人怎么样去回报神的爱？怎么去祈求得到神的爱
？And how do we repay God's love？
然后他另外还有一些所谓的耶路撒冷的众女子。
And it also talks about the women,
the daughters,
the daughters of Jerusalem.
那这个就是一个配角，就是啊，在旁边哈，在旁边啊，衬托出整个这个故事，整个情节更生动活泼的。
And these are the supporting characters that makes the story more lively.
那所以 这个雅歌里面一开始第一章的第二节说
In Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2, it says
愿他用口与我亲嘴，因你的爱情比酒更美。
And let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is more delightful than wine.
第三节，你的膏油馨香，你的名如同造出来的香膏，所以众童女都爱你。
And pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out. No wonder the maidens love you.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Verse 4, take me away with you. Let us hurry.
王带我进了内室，我们必因你欢喜快乐。我们要称赞你的爱情，胜是称赞美酒。
And let the king bring me into your chambers. We rejoice and delight in you. We'll praise your love more than wine.
然后他说，他们爱你是理所当然的。
And how right they are to adore you.
也就是说，这样的爱情是应该全心付出去追求，然后去享受的。
And this love is something that we should pursue after.
那这个愿他用口与我亲嘴，这个一开始的这个角色出现的时候，就是这个苏拉米里他所讲的话语。
And let me,
就是这个佳偶他所讲出来的。
Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. This is what the Shulamite will say.
所以在这一开始的时候，他所讲的就是在歌颂这个爱情，比酒更美。
In the beginning, he talks about the love is better, is more delightful than wine.
他感受到这种爱有多好。
And he has experienced how wonderful this love is.
他发现到这个爱有很强大的吸引力。
And she found that this love has a very great attraction.
然后最后他第八章就讲说，这个爱情是重水不能熄灭的，像矢子坚强。
And in chapter 8, he describes that this love cannot be quenched by many waters.
所以用这个爱的这个信息呢，连串了整本雅歌。
And he uses love to connect together the entire book of Song of Songs.
那在表达爱的时候呢，这个这两个角色，良人跟佳偶，他们都互相会称赞对方的。
And when they're expressing their love, the beloved and the lover, they will praise each other.
那良人在很多次都特别很非常生动的介绍说，我的佳偶她很美丽，很美丽。
And the beloved often describe how wonderful his lover is.
然后这个佳偶呢，他也会介绍说，哇，这是我的良人，我的朋友。
And the lover also described that this beloved is her friend.
在雅歌里面呢，从第一章，我们如果看第一章的第九节
，And if we read Song of Songs chapter 1 verse 9,
你就看到说，这个良人他说，我的佳偶，我将你比法老车上套的骏马。
And the lover says, I liken you, my darling, to a mare.
你的两腮因发辫而秀美。你的颈项因珠串而华丽。
Your cheeks are beautiful with earrings, your neck with strings of jewels.
十一节说，我们要为你编上金辫，钉上银钉。
In verse 11, we'll make you earrings of gold, studded with silver.
他现在对这个良人对他的所爱的这个佳偶呢，他把它比喻作法老车上套的骏马一样。
And the lover describes the beloved like the mare of the chariots of Pharaoh.
那表示说，这个佳偶在这个良人眼中的角色，他的身份地位。
And this describes the status of the beloved in the eyes of the lover.
如果我们从这个良人是我们所爱的神，我们主耶稣基督。
And if we say that this lover is the God that we love, the Lord Jesus.
那这个佳偶就是我们每一个被神所拣选、所爱的每一个信徒。
And the beloved is every one of us, the one who has been chosen by the Lord.
你看神这样介绍每一个他所爱的人说，我的佳偶，我将你比法老车上套的骏马一样。
And says that God has described us like the mare that's harnessed to the chariots of Pharaoh.
那这个法老所用的马是很高贵、很尊贵的啦，很特别的。
And the mare of the chariots of Pharaoh is very special.
而且一定是非常强壮的。
And they are also very strong.
他绝对不是那个弱不禁风的。
They are not the weak.
而且他在这是特别从 万民当中所选出来的嘛。
And they are chosen among many.
所以你看，在这个良人介绍佳偶的时候，他是觉得说，哇，这么美，所以他特别给他装饰他的两腮，他描述说他的两腮，他的景象，哇，是怎么样的华丽美丽。
You can see when the love describes the beloved and how beautiful her cheeks are.And how she's adorned.
然后我们要为她装上，我们要为你编上金辫，镶上银钉，就是把她装饰的更漂亮。
And we will make you earrings of gold and studded with silver. That is that they will make her even more beautiful.
这个就是你看神怎么看我们今天每一个他所爱的人。
And this is how God sees every one of us.
第十五节说，
In verse 15,
我的家偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼睛好像鸽子眼。
And it says, Beloved, how beautiful you are, my darling. How beautiful your eyes are, doves.
好，这个就是你看，在神眼中，你看我们神是看，你看我们有时候说我们在神眼中的那个地位啊，如果神看我们美丽啊，我们就真的是需要变成美丽的。
And, we'll,
我们就会装饰我们自己。
We often say that in the eyes of God, if we are beautiful, then we will truly be beautiful.
我们的装饰不是用外表去让自己怎么样带很多珠宝，然后就怎么样穿华丽的衣服。
And our beauty is not of throughout our adornments.
而是他是看到我们的眼光。
But he sees our eyes.
因为他说你的眼睛像鸽子眼。
It says your eyes are doves.
表示说你的眼睛是柔和的，是谦卑的，然后是充满啊，充满。眼光就是说，它是很纯洁的。
And that is, your eyes are gentle and humble, and they're pure.
哦，就是说，你看着鸽子眼的时候，你看着不会害怕，你会喜爱的。
And when you see the eyes of doves, you will not be afraid, but you will love them.
第二章的第二节说
，In the chapter two, verse two, it says,
我的佳偶在女子中，好像百合花在荆棘内。
It says, like a lily among thrones, is my darling among the maidens.
这个良人他在看他的所爱的这个佳偶，他说像荆棘里面的百合花。
And when the lover is looking at the beloved, this is like a lily among thrones.
也表示说他的生命力是很丰盛的。
And that is that she is very lively.
他即使是在很困难的环境里面，很罪恶瘾又很大的地方，他都可以能够发芽开花，然后发出香气来。
And even in a very difficult environment, she could bloom, and give flowers.
这在说明，你看这个在这个良人眼中，他所爱的。就应该像这种，他是不会被这个环境所屈服，然后不会因为外在的影响而倒的人。
In the eyes of the lover, the beloved is one who will not be affected by her environment.
哦，因为荆棘代表这个世界里面的很多的思虑、钱财的迷惑、厌乐、享受之类的。
Because the thrones represents the pleasure and the temptation and the wealth of the world.
我的家，我在女子中，像百合花在荆棘内。
It says, "My darling, among the maidens, like a lily among thrones."
那这个百合花，它所展现出来的那个样式，就是跟这个良人本身，它所彰显的特质是一致的。
And the characteristic that the lily expresses is the same as that of the lover.
因为第二章第一节说
，Because in chapter two, verse one, it says,
说我是沙伦的玫瑰花，是谷中的百合花。
It says, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys.
那这个就是啊，这个良人他所在介绍他自己。
And this is the lover describing himself.
好，所以我是沙伦的玫瑰花，谷中的百合花。
And I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys.
那其实这句话是在说明像。主耶稣基督他的特质是一样的。
And this is like the Lord Jesus describing himself.
主耶稣就是真的谷中的百合花一样。
And the Lord Jesus is the lily of the valley.
他介绍我们这些他所爱的也是像百合花在荆棘内一样。
And he describes us like the lily among thorns.
好，那我们就了解说，诶，他现在在这个良人的眼中，他这个佳偶是要有生命力的。
So in the eyes of the lover, the beloved must have a vitality.
我们现在看第四章。
Let's read verse, chapter four.
第一节。
Chapter four, verse one.
我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼在帕子内，好像鸽子眼，你的头发如同山羊群卧在基列山。
And how beautiful you are, my darling! Oh, how beautiful! Your eyes behind your veil are doves. Your hair is like a flock of goats descending from Mount Gilead.
你从第一节一直读到第七节。
If you read from verse 1 to verse 7,
他就在描述他这个在这个良人的眼中，他的佳偶是全然美丽的，毫无瑕疵的。
In the eyes of the lover, his beloved is beautiful and is perfect.
哦，他每一个部位都非常的完美。
And every part of her characteristic, every part of her feature is perfect.
那他描述从他的眼睛开始。
And he describes from her eyes.
然后讲他的头发。
And then her hair.
然后他的牙齿。
And her teeth.
哦、你看他的嘴唇
and her lips.
他的两太阳他的两太阳意思说两颊、哦、两个脸颊
and her cheeks.、
哦、然后他的颈项
and her neck.、
哦、然后他的两乳
and her breast.
然后最后他说哇你全然美丽没有瑕疵
And then he says that you are perfect and you have no flaw.
这个每一个描述其实都在说明，在良人眼中，这个佳偶他应该展现出来的特质了，每一个生命力的表现。
And this description describes in the eyes of the lover how the beloved should be.
那这里面其实有很多美好的教导的。
And there's many good teachings in these.
那如果我们跳过去看第五章。
If we skip to chapter 5,
第五章第二节
，chapter 5 verse 2，
第五章第二节，第二节说：“我身睡卧，我心却醒，这是我良人的声音。他敲门说：我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门，因我的头满了雾水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。”
And I slept, but my heart was awake. Listen, my lover is knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my flawless one. My head is drenched with dew, my hair the dampness of the night.
你就看到这里，这个良人他多么希望能够进到这个佳偶的屋子里面去。
And here we can see how the lover wants to go into the house of the beloved.
你看他一直叫在敲门，在呼唤。
And the lover is knocking and then calling to her.
他说：“我的妹子，我的佳偶。”
Says my sister, my darling.
我的鸽子，我的完全人。
My dove, my flawless one.
你就是看到我的完全人，他描述他的佳偶，他所爱的是完全的。
And he described his beloved as his flawless one.
要求他让他进来。
And he is pleading with her to let him.
但是这个佳偶他迟疑了一下。
But his beloved hesitated.
后来这个良人就走了。
And then the lover left.
那他就要去找。
And then she will go and look for him.
那这里面因为这个，因为雅歌他是用诗歌戏剧的手法在表达。
And because Song of Songs is described in a form of a play.
所以它不是散文式的直接描述。
And so it's not a clear description.
所以有时候我们在读雅歌的时候，要有一些戏剧的想象力。
And so when we're reading a Song of Songs, we should have dramatic imagination.
所以有时候我们要把自己进入那个情境里面去看，哇，这个时候那个这个良人，他想要进去，但是没有被开门，没有被迎接进去的时候，他心里面有多急，然后他离开了。
And so we have to imagine the lover, when he was not able to go in, how he would leave in sorrow.
然后就要去找。
And then she would go look for him.
那当你找的时候，这个。佳偶啊，他就要去跟人家介绍说，我这个良人他到底长什么样子。
And the beloved will need to describe to others what the lover looks like.
因为他现在找不到嘛。
And now she cannot find him.
他现在第五章的第八节说。
In chapter 5 verse 8 it says.
他说耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，若遇见我的良人，你要告诉他，我因失爱成病。
And O daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, if you find my lover, what will you tell him? Tell him I am faint with love.
然后第九节。
Verse 9.
你这女子中极美丽的啊，你的良人比别人的良人有何强处呢？你的良人比别人的良人有何强处呢
？And how is your beloved better than others？
那这个就是这个你这女子中极美丽的这个第九节是耶路撒冷的众女子回答这位佳偶所讲的话。
And in chapter in verse 9 is the daughters of Jerusalem's answer to the beloved。
就是说，你叫我们要去遇见你的良人，就来告诉你，然后表达传达你的信息，你怎么样爱他？但是他说，你的良人是有什么特殊，怎么让你爱成这个样子啊
？And she charges them to find her lover, but they ask her, how is your beloved better than others?
然后到第十节，那就是这个佳偶，他介绍他的良人到底长了什么样子
？And in verse 10, the beloved describes her lover.
你就知道说。这个佳偶对这个良人的认识很深。
We can see how the beloved understands her lover very well.
描写的非常的很完美。
And she describes him with perfection.
在这个佳偶眼中，他这个所爱的这位良人，真的也是完美无缺的。
In the eyes of the beloved, this lover of hers is also perfect.
所以你看，这个就是一种爱的关系，他所建立出来互相的认识。
And this is the love between them.And how they have an understanding of each other.
六章的第四节。
In chapter 6, verse 4.
我的佳偶啊，你美丽如得赏，秀美如耶路撒冷，威武如展开旌旗的军队。
And you are beautiful, my darling, as Tirzah, lovely as Jerusalem, majestic as troops with banners.
我的佳偶啊, 他说你美丽像德撒, 德撒是一个地名。
And he says, you are beautiful, my darling, as Tirzah. Tirzah is a place.
那这个德撒就是其实是美丽, 就是美丽的意思啊。
And Tirzah means a beauty.
就是一个很美丽的城市。
That is a beautiful city.
所以你的美丽像德撒, 表示他当时候这个德撒这个地区啊, 一定是他们读人一看就知道说在讲什么意思。
And he describes her as beautiful as Tirzah. The people at the time would know that this what this means.
叫人很快乐的，一进去这个地方，你就觉得心旷神怡。
And this is a place of joy where people will feel joyful once they enter.
他说：“你秀美像耶路撒冷。”
And says that you're lovely as Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是建在山上的。
And Jerusalem is built on the mountain.
耶路撒冷是属神的城。
And Jerusalem is the city of God.
是大军的京城，是神眷顾的，是神立民的居所。
And this is the capital of the troops. This is where God dwells.
那所以，其实从远远的地方，从低处向高处远望的时候，就看得出这个城。 是很特殊。
And so when you look at the city from below, you can see how special the city is.
然后他说他威武像展开军队的旌旗的军队。
And it says that you're majestic as the troops with banners.
表示说是让人叹为观止的。
And that is that the people will be amazed when they see her.
哇，假设说哇，看到这样的一个佳偶那个呈现说，啊，让你觉得说，哇，怎么会天下有这么好的那个新娘呢？
And when people see her, they will see that how could there be such a wonderful bride?
那这个就是这个良人他在描述这个他所爱的佳偶，在雅歌里面所表达出来的一些重点。And
this is the lover describing his beloved and the main point.
那这些重点其实都在说明今天我们作为一个神所爱的每一个蒙拣选的人，我们应该追求的展现出来的像应该像这样的一个形象。
And these main points describes how us being the beloved of the Lord, how we the characteristics that we should have.
那我们在神眼中啊, 其实我们要认为我们是很特殊的。
And in the eyes of God, we should feel that we are special.
你看有时候我们会认为说, 你看主耶稣基督来世上救罪人啊。
And sometimes we think that the Lord Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
世上这么多罪人, 我只是被救了其中一个而已。
There are so many sinners in this world, I am only one of them.
你如果算比例的啊,
If you look at the proportions,
几百万、几亿、几十亿里面的其中一个， 我微不足道。
You are only one in a billion.
我们觉得说我们就是主耶稣来救人， 你看我有没有被救， 好像不会差神的荣耀， 人的神的荣耀不会被影响。
You might feel that the Lord saved so many people. If I was not saved, it would not affect His glory.
有时候我们觉得说教会这么多人， 没有差我一个。
Sometimes we'll feel that there's so many people in church, they will not miss me.
对，安息日如果机会我没有来，大家也不知道啊，无所谓啊。
And if I do not come on Sabbath service, no one will miss me.
其实这样的看法是错误的。
In reality, this kind of mentality is wrong.
我们在神眼中是非常特殊的。
In the eyes of God, we are special.
我们的特殊在神看我们，他说你是唯一的。
We are special in the way that God sees us as the only one.
因为在第六章里面，他看到了一个讲了一句话。
And in chapter 6, says there's a phrase.
第六章第九节,
in chapter 6, verse 9.
我的鸽子，我的完全人, 只有这一个是他母亲独生的, 是生养他者所保爱的。 众女子见了就称他有福, 王后妃嫔见了他也赞美他。
And but my dove, my perfect one, is unique, the only daughter of her mother, the favor of the one who bore her. The maiden saw her and called her blessed. The queens and concubines praised her.
你看他这里这个新郎，他新郎他在讲，他讲说我的鸽子，我的完全，他说你是独生，是独一的。
And here the lover says, "My dove, my perfect one, you are unique."
从这一句话里面来说，我们现在从这个佳偶跟良人的关系，我们看到另外一个重点，就是看到主耶稣基督跟教会的关系了。
And here we can see another point. Between the beloved and the lover, this also describes relationship of the Lord Jesus and the church.
你看，今天主耶稣要救我们的时候，是我们每一个个体都要接受耶稣宝血的救赎。
And when the Lord saves us, every one of us individually must receive the saving grace of His blood.
所以今天每一个要信主的人，你看每一个都要经过洗礼。
So we can see that everyone who wants to believe in the Lord must go through baptism.
不能够说有所谓用代表性的。
And there's we cannot. Use anything representative of it.
你看，我们今天教会不管在什么地方传福音呢
And we can see that no matter where we preach today,
或者用什么方法传福音,
or how we preach,
如果要相信的人,
and for those who want to believe,
一定要亲自有教会的圣职人员到那个地方去为他洗礼。
There must be a worker of the church going to that place to baptize.
要带到活水里面，面向下，全身入浸，接受耶稣基督宝血的赦罪。
We need to bring them to the living water and have them face down and receive the blessing of the baptism of the Lord Jesus.
所以每一个都要经过这个手续。
So every one of us must go through this process.
表示我们每一个人在神眼中都是非常尊贵的，都是要经过这样的救赎的讲。的过程之后，能够成为神所爱的。
That means that this every one of us is precious in His eyes. That every one of us must go through this process.
所以，其实我们每一个人在神眼中都很有价值。
So every one of us has value in the eyes of God.
那我们整个教会，我们的真教会，其实在神眼中也是这样子。
And the whole church in the eyes of God is also like this.
所以雅各里面他所讲的这爱的神跟人的爱的关系，讲两个层面。
And so in the Song of Songs, it talks about two aspects of the love between man and God.
除了我们跟神之间的关系以外，
aside from our relationship with God,
就是我们整个教会弟兄姐妹聚集起来的这个教会真教会跟主耶稣基督的关系。
And the other is the whole church with all the brothers and sisters, our relationship with God.
所以也可以从教会的角度里面去看这卷书。
So we can also look at this book from the perspective of the church.
但是我们个人在读的时候，我们可以用我们个人个体跟神的主耶稣基督的关系来读它，然后 来我们做一种追求的目标。
And but when we're reading it individually, we can read it as our personal relationship with God and as our goal to build this relationship with God.
那这个在雅各里面，他一直在强调这个爱情。
In the Song of Songs, it keeps emphasizing this love.
你看，我们今天如果我们感受到神对我们的爱
，And today if we experience this love of God,
我们的心哦。就会跟着主耶稣。
Then our heart will follow the Lord Jesus.
那我们会发出像第一章第二节，啊，这个家哦，他所提出来的心愿，愿你用口与我亲嘴。
And then we'll express the wishes of the beloved in chapter 1 verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
为什么？他说，因为你的爱情比酒更美。
And why is this? It's because your love is more delightful than wine.
也就是说，这个是世界的享受。或者世界的这些其他的东西所没办法比较的。
And this is incomparable to anything the world has to offer.
你看，你的爱情比酒更美，意思就是说，你看今天这个酒，会让人舒服嘛？
And your love is more delightful than wine, and wine will make people relax.
你看有时候圣经在说，箴言在说，小心那个酒会让你眼睛看到一些奇怪的东西啊。
And the Bible describes that the wine will let your eyes see different strange things.
表示说，当我们喝酒下去的时候，因为酒会让人为什么会让人这么喜爱？很多人没有酒好像没办法过日子啊。
And why is it that wine delights people, and some people cannot live without wine?
因为当你喝酒的时候，你会觉得很舒服啊，你整个好像压力啊就不见了。
And because wine is relaxing, and it seems that all your stress will go away.
朋友在一起的时候喝杯酒的时候，哇，这个。就把酒言欢了，就开始讲起话来就比较没有那么机警，然后就比较容易融入了。
And my friends, if you have a glass of wine, you will be more relaxed and speak more freely.
所以一般人在吃饭宴席当中都要用酒来做一种调剂，然后让众人之间可以真的敞开心怀，然后真的享受这个美好的时光。
And so during meals and feasts, people will use wine.To relax people.
但是现在这里，他这里说你的爱情比酒更好。
But here it says your love is more delightful than wine.
今天我们其实如果把酒扩大解释，再更深入一点去看。
If we look at wine more deeply.
今天有很多世界的事情上像酒一样的效果。
And there are many things in this world that have the effects of wine.
比如说有些人他很热衷艺术啊。
For example, some people they love art.
很多人是很喜欢一些文化的活动啊。
And some people like a more cultural enjoyment.
就是说在这样的活动里面，他投入当中，他就会觉得满足。
And when people are immersed in these activities, then they will be satisfied.
但其实根据所罗门他自己的经验，在传道书所说的。
In the experience of Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes.
他说这个最后也是虚空啊。
He says that in the end, this is all vanity.
那所以其实这个物质的东西，它没办法真的让我们得到满足的。
And so these material things cannot truly satisfy us.
但是他现在说，他说你的爱情比酒更好。
But here it says that your love is more delightful than wine.
如果我们今天会感受到神对我们的爱，
If we experience the love of the Lord to us today,
那我们就会跟这个加偶这个加偶一样，提出这样的一个要求：愿你用口与我亲嘴。
Then we'll speak this request of the beloved. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth.
我们希望被神亲嘴啊。
We wish for the Lord to kiss us.
那个这个亲嘴是一个很亲密的动作。
And this a kiss is a very intimate action.
表示说人跟神的关系是非常的。紧密的
And that is to say that our relationship with God is very intimate.
圣经里面在讲，神跟摩西曾经是口对口说话。
And the Bible describes that God has spoken mouth to mouth with Moses.
就是说，神跟摩西的关系非常亲密。
And that is to say the relationship between God and Moses is very intimate.
神把他的话直接讲进去给摩西的。
And the Lord spoke His words directly to Moses.
所以。你看摩西领受神的 信息的时候，他不是去用异象，不是用异梦，不是用异言，而是神直接讲明白的。
And when God spoke to Moses, He did not speak to him through visions or illusions, but He spoke directly to him.
那你看，我们今天如果真的感受到神对我们的爱，我们也会期望说：“主啊，你让我跟我亲嘴。”
And if we can truly experience the love of the Lord, they will also wish for Him to kiss us.
也就是说，我们愿意能够知道神的话语。
And that is to say that we're willing to know His word.
那我们也愿意去传达神的信息。
And we're also willing to spread His message.
就好像我们成为神跟人之间的中保，一个中间的媒介。
And just as we become a mediator between man and God.
我们成为神的代言人。
We become His messenger.
那我们要能够让神跟我们亲嘴，那当然这个我们就要想，神是圣洁的神。
And if we want God to kiss us, then we will need to think about how God is holy.
那我的嘴如果不干净，我怎么样能够 让神来亲嘴呢？
And if my mouth is not clean, how can I allow God to kiss me?
所以我们如果真的会感受到神跟我们之间的这种关系，我们第一个一定会追求圣洁。
And if we can realize the relationship between us and God, then first of all, we will pursue holiness.
我们如果没有圣洁，我们就没有办法真的建立跟神的关系了。
If we are not holy, then we cannot establish a relationship with God.
我们在神眼中就没有办法像他这里所描述的，你是全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
Then in the eyes of God, we cannot be a perfect and beautiful.
但是如果我们真的能够勒住我们的舌头，让我们的就让我们的全身就圣洁了。
If we could control our tongue, then our whole body could be holy.
所以雅各书第三章说，那个舌头最难。
And so the book of James chapter 3 it says that our tongue is the hardest.
也就是说，我们的嘴巴就是关键。
And that is to say, our mouth is the key.
今天我们如果能够向往像能够跟神有这样一个亲密的爱的关系
，If we could pursue after this intimate relationship with God,
让我们一起来追求圣洁
，And let's pursue holiness together.
让我们的嘴能够被神所亲
Let our mouth be kissed by the Lord.
然后他说。第二节、第三节说：“你的膏油馨香，你的名像倒出来的香膏一样。”
In verse 3 it says, "Pleasing is the fragrance of your perfumes. Your name is like perfume poured out."
主耶稣基督哦，他发出香气。
And the Lord Jesus gives off a fragrance.
他说：“这个香气会让众同你都爱你，会吸引很多人。”
And this fragrance will let all the maidens love you.
你看，今天如果有香气的地方，众人就喜欢靠近了。
And we could see that where there is fragrance, people will like to draw close to it.
那如果是有臭气，当然大家都跑光了。
If there is a stench, then people will run away from it.
所以你的名像倒出来的香膏。
And so your name is like a perfume poured out.
众同你都爱你。
And no wonder the maidens love you.
主耶稣基督在世上行传福音的时候，他所做出的这一些美好的事迹啊，就是像香膏一样。
And all of the works of the Lord Jesus is like the perfume.
第四节说。愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
And verse 4 says that take me away with you, let us hurry.
那我们要称赞你的爱情，我们中文说称赞，其实英文圣经里面他讲是要记住，能够纪念你的爱情。
And we will praise your love, and praise your love means that we remember your love.
那表示说，你看我们今天那个神的那个爱啊，会有一个很强大的吸引力，相当我们都会就近他来。
And we can see that God's love has great attraction that we all draw close to Him.
然后他带我们进入内室。
And He will bring us into the inner chambers.
我们在他的这个国度里面，在他的家里面欢喜快乐。
And in His kingdom, in His household, we will be joyful.
那我们就相信，我们就觉得说啊，有神被神所爱，比世界上一切任何的享受、任何的财富都更值得。
Then we'll feel that it is the love of God is better than anything in this world.
所以。 在雅各在这一开头的时候，他讲这个神的这个爱情。
So in Song of Songs, in the beginning, it talks about the love of God.
那我们弟兄姐妹，借着从读这一卷书里面来警惕我们自己，灵修我们自己。
And so hopefully the brothers and sisters can read this book and be and cultivate our own spirits.
那我们都能够成为这个良人眼中那个完美的佳偶。
That we can become the perfect beloved in the eyes of the lover.
我们也能够体会到主耶稣基督他所发出来的香气，他是这么样的吸引我们。
And we can also experience the fragrance of the Lord Jesus, how he attracts us.
我们愿意更认识他。
That we're willing to know him more.
我们愿意亲近他。
That we're willing to draw closer to him.
我们愿意进入他的内室，一起欢喜快乐。
That we're willing to go into his inner chambers and be joyful.
那这样的爱，重水不能熄灭。
And this kind of love cannot be quenched by
any water. 像石子坚强。
And this is stronger than death.
最后我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书。罗马书，我们对不起，看第八章，第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
罗马书第八章第38节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 38.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里面的。
And verse 38, For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
保罗这里他提到了这个神跟我们之间的爱是没有任何东西可以隔绝的。
And here Paul says that the love of God is cannot be separated by anything.
谁能够让我们跟主的爱隔绝呢？
And who can separate us from the love of God?
没有。
No one.
这样的爱就是重水不能熄灭的。
And this love is the love that cannot be quenched by many waters.
愿我们都能够跟神发展出这样的一个挚爱。
And may we all develop this great love with the Lord.
我们一起来爱神。
Let's all love the Lord together.
活出他的生命。
And to live his life.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
91首。
Number 91.
Like a waterfall phrase from above, Jesus, what happiness comes from this praise. Do my love you become fresh on earth, Jesus, redeemed.